Welcome to Andover Mom. Yes, this is where we talk all things mom, all things culture, and never political because I find that really tacky. Oh. I hate when Bob brings up politics at the dinner table. I'm not going to do that. Although we might do that. Who knows? Talk about everything.
Who knows?
We might talk about everything.
I mean, because we don't want people to think we're uncultured.
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Like, we got our fingers on the pulse of
things. We got our fingers on the pulse of everything.
Everything. You think that we don't know about stuff.
Let me tell you, we know everything. I reside in Andover, Massachusetts with love of my life, my husband, Bob.
So sweet.
Yeah, we went to Andover High School together, high school sweethearts, with our two kids, Julie and Billy. Woo. And I've just found that there's so much going on. I wanted a safe space for my friends, my family, to come and talk about what's happening.
I love that.
Thank you, Deborah.
I love that.
One of my best friends, Deborah's here.
Very nervous because I've never done anything like this.
You got
this.
Your hair done.
I did. So I had Anthony pay for me to go to Dry Bar. Because I know. Well, but
did you think we were going to be on camera?
Yeah, I didn't know what a podcast was. I don't listen to podcasts.
Debbie.
What?
Debbie, sweetie, we're not going to be on camera. We're going to be in my walk-in closet. Are you kidding me? God. I set this up for us.
Well, thank God. I mean, next time I'm coming with sweatpants and a Pinot Grigio.
Oh, please do.
Because this
we
is...
We can drink as much as we want. Nobody will know. But I can't believe you look so great for me. Oh. I mean, thank you. I love looking at your beautiful face.
Oh, you look great.
Did you put on fake eyelashes?
How'd you know?
I could tell a little bit on the side. They look great, though.
I did.
And I love the little bedazzle things in your hair. Did they do that at Dry Bar?
They did. Well, actually, it's not really part of their menu, but I brought them in because I thought... Maybe a little sparkle.
It's cute. They did a great job.
Thank you so much. I had them do the one single braid. I saw it on.
What is that called? The Upteeny?
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Upteeny. I always want the Upteeny with a martini.
Yeah.
That's what I always say when I go there.
And I did. I saw on Ashley's Instagram page because I have a login, but don't tell her. I have a login, and so I saw for the Coachella stuff that people were doing, like, the one braid.
It looks good on you.
So I thought, why not?
I would think only for a younger crowd, but it's working on you.
I know. I said, am I too old for this?
No. I'm really telling you. I would tell you. I would tell you that.
I know you would.
You look great. I also have here my eldest daughter, my gorgeous love of my life, Julie.
Ooh,
my little goddaughter.
Hi.
Hi.
How's your day going?
It's good. Busy. I have to go soon.
Wait,
what do you mean, already?
Yeah. Where do you have to go? You have homework?
No, I told you I'm going to the Rockingham Mall.
Okay, enough with this Rockingham Mall, Julie.
What is that? We never even went to the Rockingham Mall.
I know.
Ever.
It's weird. What do you have to go do at the Rockingham Mall?
Like, go outside. Do you guys
what
go
outside?
What are
you going to do? You have no money.
It's more of like a social thing, you know.
Where do you hang out, Charlotte Russe?
Yeah.
You guys hanging around Charlotte Russe? Looking at earrings?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you hanging out?
What's that other one? Express?
Express.
People like Express now.
It's funny, and Julie and I always say this. I told her, I was like, you can't go to the mall anymore. You don't have money. It's weird that you're just hanging out there. I'm at the Apple store fixing Bob's Mac because, God forbid, I got him that dumb iPad for Christmas. He has no idea how to use it.
No.
So I was like, I'm going to go in, figure out what's wrong with it.
Sure.
Of course, nothing was wrong with it. He just didn't know how to connect to the Wi-Fi. I go in there. I'm looking at the computers. Guess whose picture I see on the photo booth was just in there. Julie's. Grounded for a week.
Ashley too, or no?
Ashley wasn't the pictures.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I swear.
You can't.
I know you
what
told
was
her
this?
Not to go to the mall anymore.
Was
either.
This 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago.
She told me she was doing SAT tutoring.
Oh, sweetie, she was at the Rockingham Mall taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
the Apple Store. You guys love that. You guys love to go take pictures.
Yeah, because you won't buy me a Mac.
Excuse you. You have the Dell in the office. That's all you need.
Yeah, and
okay.
It's got to be in a central location. We got to be able to monitor you.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I'm not getting you a fancy Mac.
What do you
until
think?
You get into college, Julie.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley. Oh, she's been a pain in my ass. Sorry. Can I say that on here?
Yeah,
can I say
course.
That on here?
Of course. Let it out.
Can I say that?
Safe space.
Julie.
Well, Julie.
You're go right back and tell Ashley.
She's been a pain in my ass. You know why? It's because of that Tucker boy.
Oh. What, Julie, what do you know about Tucker? Is he a bad egg or a good egg?
He's a bad egg.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
I've just heard some stories.
Well, do you like him? Have you been hanging out with him and Ashley?
I try and distance myself.
No.
Yeah.
You've been hanging out with Ashley?
She's distancing from her
best friend.
What's she been doing?
Oh, my God. This is devastating for Deborah.
Yeah.
Julie, what do you know?
I need a minute. Can you? Seriously.
Julie, what do you know?
Everyone.
I'm like your second mom. Come on.
Everyone's been talking about her. Yeah.
Saying what?
Just saying that her
she's
and Tucker.
Still a virgin. She's still a virgin.
Julie.
I don't know.
Julie, you need to get the inside
scoop. Mom, I don't know.
Okay, well, you need to get the inside scoop because guess what? That could be bad.
Oh, I'm devastated. Okay. I'm devastated.
That's how you get an STD.
Yeah, I haven't even had that talk
with you. You're pregnant. You're a virgin, right, Julie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe Julie.
I know. Me too.
She's yeah.
Julie, I know you don't want me to talk about it, but elephant in the room, Julie didn't make the JV soccer team.
Oh,
what? What? I'm sorry. It's gross. It's gross because you were the best one on the freshman team. Everybody knew
Hands
it.
Hands down.
Hands down. You were the best one on the freshman team. You were scoring every goal. You looked so cute in your little outfit.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, we put so much money into those camps.
Ugh.
Okay? All those soccer camps. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
The cleats. The cleats alone.
The cleats alone.
The cleats alone. It's
and
absurd.
Julie needed these cute little pink cleats, which I was happy to get her because she was so talented. But that coach, Doheny, he has it out for my family.
He really does.
He
really does.
He grew up. We were at the same class in high school. We were the same class. And guess what? He was a bad egg then, and he's a bad egg now.
Oh.
I think it's gross. And honestly.
Why is he around children?
It's very unclear. It's very unclear. And it makes me feel a little weird. If I'm being honest about it. But anyway, Julie's filling her time with other stuff.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's honestly a blessing that you're not around that man.
I'm going to start with, because, you know, I want to, like, air out the space. Bob and I got in a fight this week.
Oi.
Ugh.
Of course. What else is new?
What did he do wrong this time?
He got the credit card bill. Which, okay, here's the issue. I was like, Bob. He's like, I can't believe it. The credit card bill is so crazy for March. I'm like, do you know what March is? It's school vacation.
Yeah.
And do you know what I need? I need the kids out of the house.
Yeah.
I need the kids in activities.
God, what are we supposed to do for a week?
No, I had to do my BJ's run, which was $400. I was like, Bob, that's nothing. Are you kidding me? I could go to town in BJ's. That was a light shop.
Well, I had to go to Costco, obviously, because, you know, Benji's growing, so.
I'm getting all Julie's tampons.
Mom.
What? You need a lot of tampons and pads. She's got a heavy flow.
Yeah. Do you do the
It's okay, Julie,
the multi,
I have one too.
Do you do a multi-range?
I do the multi-range, but she never used the light ones.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's always a super plus. So I'm like, I should just get the super plus. It's okay,
you're still
Julie.
A virgin, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, she's got a heavy flow. I do too. I have to get Bob's Rogaine, which of course he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Bob, you need the $80 Rogaine.
He does.
I'm going to get the most expensive because that's what you need.
He does. And you know, I'm not trying to be rude. You know, I love Bob.
Love him to death, but the guy's got a, you know.
He does.
Golf ball for a head.
I mean, thank God that Anthony, you know, still has his head of hair. He has his issues.
He does. He has a thick head of hair.
He's got a thick head of hair.
Oh, Bob lost that hair. It was like the day we got married, boom, all the hair gone.
All gone. But you know what? I read an article that you're not supposed to do it before bed because.
You're kidding me.
No, because the
I lather his head with three times what they tell me to
put on.
Oh, honey. Oh, I'm in there all night, like rubbing it on his head.
The chemicals can get all over the pillowcase. Because, you know, you said that you were having issues with your mustache. And
I was having issues.
It could be from the Rogaine being on the pillow. You got to be careful.
Oh my
with
God,
that.
Am I growing out my own face hair?
You got to be careful with that.
Honestly, price I'm willing to pay for one little hair on Bob's head. All I want is one little singular hair, a little bang.
Yeah, it would look cute. He would look cute with that. He would look cute with a little mop top.
Oh God, that's all I
mean, because we're never gonna get to a Steven Tyler level. Let's be real.
Yeah, no, let's be real. Speaking of school vacation, did you hear where Sue's been?
I haven't heard anything.
So Sue, just for a little background information, Sue's son. Wait, let me make sure phone's off that she can't hear me. I'm always scared of that. I'm always scared she's
I know.
Gonna hear.
Well, and you know what? Okay, so I got a preface though because, you know, she's my ex-sister-in-law. Okay, so
that is true.
So I got, you know, family's family regardless. I got to invite her to whatever. I hate that woman.
I hate her.
Hate her with every bone in my body.
I'm so done with it all. And you know what? Her son, he got a second DUI 2 weeks ago, night before prom. Devastating. Hit a pole, fled the scene.
Devastating.
And, you know.
That's my little nephew.
I know. It's devastating for you. I'm so sorry because I know it is blood.
I know.
But her son was in a center for a week and a half. That's all she could afford.
Right.
And so he was in a center for a week and a half, just got out. And want to know where she went on his spring vacation?
Oh, do tell.
You haven't heard?
No.
You haven't heard?
No, because she and Ted don't talk. So why would I know?
Okay. Well, so went away to Miami with that new guy she's been seeing.
Oh, my God.
North Andover.
Yeah. The 25-year-old?
Yeah.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah, it's devastating. I mean, and I'm like, your son just got out of a center. He's clearly going down the wrong path. Every time I see him, he's like not even there.
I know.
He's like, his eyes are red.
Right. I don't let Zachary be around him.
Of course.
There's no way.
He's that egg.
And, but he's always like, but he's, you know, he's cool. He's my cousin. I'm like,
wow. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. After your second arrest, you stay home. I wouldn't let Julie leave the house. I would figure out everything. And I just don't understand how, as a mother, you leave your son to go away with this random guy. She has a guy in every port.
Oh, God.
You know, there's always a guy.
It's so true.
Like, she went to New York a couple weeks ago with another guy. She went to New York and she was telling me all about, you know, like Chinatown. They got all the fake bags and belts. That was like Yeesh. Falling apart. The threads popping out of it. I was like, so
you know what, though? I wonder if she went onto one of those, you know, they have those trucks on Canal Street. Mm-hmm. They have where they tell you, they lie and they say, oh, we got the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she went to. That's what she told me.
She could have been sex trafficked. Oh, and she doesn't care.
She would love it. She would love it.
She would.
That would be the best thing to ever happen to her.
Be the best story she ever told anybody.
Oh, she would be so excited to be sex trafficked. And then I heard, well, wait, you were at this birthday dinner. I heard.
Oh, Elise's?
Yeah. And she went to the birthday. Okay, Julie, you'll love this. Don't ever do this. So gross. She went to this birthday dinner. She gets a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks, I don't know, 8 glasses of Chardonnay.
Oh, she got a bottle for the table.
Oh, it's so gross.
For the table.
Drank the whole thing.
Whole thing.
And then she was like, I want to pay for my own, right? She didn't want to split it.
No. She literally took the, I mean, she was so drunk off her ass, she couldn't even do the multiplication, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, not that I ever look at it because I don't ever do the math, but she's literally trying to add and subtract and do all the, you know, freaking tip.
Oh, God.
She's like, oh, and you owe an extra dollar for tip because you got avocado.
What?
What does that even mean? How is that logical?
It's so gross. She can't be allowed in public.
She wouldn't even pay for Elise. It's Elise's birthday.
She wouldn't even pay for her.
I covered it because I didn't want to make a scene, you know?
It's so gross. People are so cheap. All right. Next topic, because I honestly can't keep talking about Sue. I'll drive myself crazy.
You know what? It irritates my ulcer, and I just...
You have to watch out for that.
I know. I can't. I took my antacid this morning,
though. Okay, good. Next up, we have what are we watching?
Oh.
What are we watching? I have been so obsessed with Madeleine McCain. Have you guys been watching this on Netflix?
I can't. It makes me too upset.
It makes me upset, too, because I'm like, who would ever leave their daughter? Ever. Leave their daughter in the hotel room.
You literally did that when we were just in Loon.
Julie, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you leave us alone all the time. Every vacation.
What are you...
And Dad go to the hotel bar and you leave us alone.
That is so not true. And second of all, we're in Loon, okay? Loon is... If I ever did that, which I do not even recall.
Aren't you with Billy in the room?
Yeah. Julie.
Come on.
You're older, okay? You're 16.
You're basically a babysitter.
Exactly. Madeleine McCain was, what, three years old?
Oh, God.
And they're in a foreign country. Oh, I don't know where they're, Germany or somewhere.
Oh, God. Can you imagine Benji?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm getting choked up thinking about it.
I know. It's devastating.
Oh, baby. Which, speaking of, you know, now I can't watch my favorite show, Fuller House.
Oh, God.
The Lori Loughlin. It makes me too devastated.
Are you not going to be able to watch it?
I can't watch that.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart, too.
I mean, because here's the thing. Between you and me. I would do that for my children in a heartbeat.
Oh, Sam, I'll do it in a second.
But don't get caught. No, also, not that we have the money, but did you see the outfit that she had on when she went to court?
I sure did.
Oh, God. That beautiful blue.
She looked beautiful.
Loved it. I loved every single thing.
I thought it was very interesting how Lori Loughlin went in, you know, signing autographs, like very confident going into the courthouse, like, hi, as if like she owns the place.
I know.
And you know what, Felicity Huffman? I got to give it to her. I didn't love her in Desperate Housewives, but I love how she's been handling this. She's walking in somber. She's going in. She's, you know, being like, yes, I own up to what I did. This is devastating. I'm so sorry. And
I know.
I appreciate
it. I think it's because she's got a strong marriage with that, Bill Macy?
William H. Macy. She didn't even reference him in her court statement. She's like, I'm taking this. I have full ownership of this. My daughter didn't know. She doesn't even mention him. And I'm like,
can you imagine Anthony on the stand? He would immediately go, he'd go, Deborah, you take it.
Yep.
That's what he would do.
Oh, same with Bob. He'd be like, it was your idea. I didn't even know about it. You just took my money.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what would happen.
They're all idiots. Your father's an idiot.
I have to say.
But I love him.
Love him to death. But he's an idiot. I got to say, though, I don't know how I feel about Lori Loughlin now. I'm so devastated by the whole thing. And
That's what I'm saying. I can't watch my show anymore. It was my favorite show. I binged. Binge. It taught me how to binge on Netflix.
No way.
I know. I didn't even know what binging was. And then
I'm also like, USA. That's where Julie applied. She didn't get in.
Nope. Hey, she got waitlisted.
She got waitlisted at UMass, Deb.
Oh, because I was going to say she took her spot. That girl took her spot.
Well, she probably did. But, you know, Julie didn't even get waitlisted, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We're still crossing our fingers for UMass spring semester.
You know, Ashley's really on this tear for a gap year.
Oh, like, what are you going to do? Gap year. Don't do
what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do? Work gap? Seriously.
Oh, she's going to work a gap for a gap year.
That's what I mean. That's what I said. It was ironic.
Oh, no, I know. I know. Julie, you were playing with that idea last year. Remember, you were like, I want to go to Europe for a...
Everyone who does a gap year doesn't go back.
Exactly. See, you're smart. You know that. You know that.
Also, I'm sorry. Who's financing Europe?
Oh, yeah. Excuse you.
I would love to go to... You and I could go to... Let's go to Tuscany. Let's have our own under the Tuscan sun.
Oh, if I'm funding a gap year, it's going to be my gap year.
Let's do it, baby. Okay? I'm game.
I'm so game for that.
I'm here. I'll go to Dry Bar again, and then we'll go.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. You can come with me. We'll have a little bubbly.
Oh, we would have so much fun abroad. Okay, up next we have... This is our segment called Sue Our News. It's we're going to read some things from the police log. And we have to determine if this is something Sue did.
Usually we do this, or if this after a couple glasses of wine.
I know. So it's different to do it sober, but I think it's still going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Julie, do not repeat any of this, okay?
No, she won't.
And sober, you had 2 glasses of Chardonnay before we came.
That is actually also very true.
Yeah. Well, I had a roadie.
Of course.
I know. I had to.
You have to. You have to get it loose and limber. I was a little nervous about that.
I know, me too.
But honestly, I'm sinking right in.
I love it.
Okay, Sue News. Did Sue and or her son do it, or was it in the news this week?
Mm. And let me tell you, it's harder to tell than you think.
Yeah, let's see. I'll quiz you both. I'll quiz you both.
Okay.
Let's see who wins.
Okay.
All right. Around 9 p.m., police reported receiving a call about a driver who had glassy eyes and several children in the car. Police checked the scene on South Main Street, but it was clear. Was this Sue or the news?
All right. Well, Sue would never
scream, Susan.
You think so?
Yeah.
Julie, what's he doing? Is he driving kids around drunk?
Yeah.
All the time?
I didn't even think of that.
On Main Street. At least take a back road.
He's not the brightest bulb.
I feel like I'm living under a rock thinking that it's not, nobody's doing that at their age.
Yeah, no. That's Julie, that's not you.
No, I'm still on my JOL.
You are still on your JOL. Mm. I hope you stay on that JOL forever, to be honest.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so you say it's Sue's son. What about you, Debbie?
Well, I was going to say multiple kids in the car. That's not Sue. So it's got to be the news.
She would never carpool. Are you kidding
Absolutely
me?
Absolutely not.
She tries to get out of carpooling any chance she can get.
No.
Anyway, this was the news. It wasn't Sue. I'm sure right. Something has happened like this with Sue, but this was not
it
Sue.
It was not. It was not.
Up next, a resident holding Trump signs at 2 a.m., appearing intoxicated, was reported to the police by neighbors. The police checked the scene, could not find the person. Is that Sue? Sue's son or the news?
This is a tricky one. This
intoxicated, Sue.
I mean, okay. Yeah, for intoxicated sure. is always Sue.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. I don't even know that she knows what year we're in. So political climate, that's out the window. So holding a Trump sign...
It was Sue. It was Sue.
What? You know what? In a way, I'm proud. I'm a little bit proud of it for getting politically engaged. Ugh. Not that it's for that.
Ugh,
idiot.
He's so gross. He's so gross.
Cheeto.
He's so gross. But you know what? I have heard Sue loves MAGA. She loves the whole thing.
Why? It's not like
she has a sticker on her Suburban.
Yeah, she does have that big sticker on her.
Well, it's not like she pays taxes anyways. So it's not like it affects her.
Exactly. She has no idea what's going on.
Jesus Christ.
I think she finds him cute. He's totally her type.
Oh, you're so right.
100% her type. Are you
well,
kidding me?
You know, she went towards the end with Ted. She definitely tried to get him to get one of those implants. The
Oh yeah.
Plugs.
He did.
Plugs.
He
no, God no. No.
Yeah, he doesn't see. He seems like a confident guy. He's like, I don't need those.
He doesn't need those.
I'd love Bob to get those. Anyway, Deborah, I heard. I heard you have to get a colonoscopy next week.
Don't remind me.
Have you done the prep before?
I basically, yes. But basically, you know, I have to have an endoscopy too. So I'm basically going to be medically Eiffel Towered.
Oh, Deborah.
I know. I know.
Deborah, have you done the prep before? Because it's bad.
It's horrible. And that lemon lime flavor.
Oh, God.
You know, I can't have that LaCroix. I can't have it anymore because it reminds me too much of the stuff they give you.
Yep.
Can't do it anymore. Yep.
I actually can't either. I don't like that anyway. I'm like, everybody's trying to get me off my Diet Coke. I'm like, I'll have a Diet Coke. Thank you. Yep. That's my caffeine for the day. I don't want to hear anything about it.
No. Check it off. Check it off.
Check it off the list.
Check it off.
I want my TCs.
So you did yours, what, 2 months ago?
I did mine 2 months ago. Best thing about it, I lost a couple pounds.
Oh, I love this.
Honestly, I will say it was gross. It was terrible. I was like, Bob, I want you down on the sofa for the night. I got to be alone. I got to deal with this alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm having my mother come down because I know Anthony's not going to help.
Yeah. Oh, your mother will be great with that. Yeah. She's so good.
She is. She is. But also mainly to drive Benji around.
Julie, why don't you go to nursing school? I can see you being a little cute little nurse.
You would be such a good nurse.
You would be such a cute little nurse.
I was thinking about it.
You have been?
I so love gentle. That. She was so gentle. Maybe peed. Maybe pediatrics too.
Meet a doctor.
Julie, you don't just do it to meet the doctor.
Well,
okay?
I would. But that's another story.
Honestly, yeah. I'm getting sick of Bob's working schedule. Wish I married a doctor. At least it'd be worth it. All right. You know what? I think we got to wrap up. Julie's got to go to the Rockingham Mall and pick up Billy.
Can you?
Yep.
Will you text Ashley and see what she's up to? She's not answering my text.
Yeah.
Make sure she's okay. Make sure she's okay. Thank you all for listening. This was so fun. This was so fun.
So much fun. And now that I know that it's not on camera, my God, what a world.
What a world. What a world to live in.
What a world.
Thank you all so much, and we'll see you soon.
And God bless the Bradys.
God bless the Bradys. Always.